Our first lesson is from the book of Samuel. The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, so that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and dwell there forever." Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and she brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli, the high priest. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who is standing here in your presence, praying to Yahuwah. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. And also I have given back what I asked to the Lord all the days that he is. He is what was asked of the Lord." And they worshipped the Lord there. Samuel, the boy, was ministering before the Lord, a boy clothed with a linen ephod. And his mother used to make for him a mantle, a little robe, and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give your children by this woman for the petition she asked of the Lord." So they would return to their home. Indeed, the Lord did visit Hannah, and she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. And the boy Samuel grew in the presence of the Lord. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow, both in stature and in favor with the Lord, and also with man. Reading further from the book of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited earth should be enrolled. This enrollment was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Reading finally from the Doctrine of Sacred Scripture, number 40. The truths of the sense of the letter of the word are, in some cases, not naked truths, but appearances of truth, being, as it were, similes and comparisons, taken from such things as are in nature, accommodated and adequate to the apprehension of simple people and children. But because they are correspondences, they are the receptacles and abodes of genuine truth. They are like vessels which enclose and contain, as a crystal cup holds noble wine, or silver dish nourishing food. They are like garments which serve as clothing, like swaddling clothes for an infant, and comely robes for a maiden. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.